We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Thursday morning. Lee Harris in the 1010 Winds newsroom. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out in the field. Well, after much discussion and a lot of fighting in court, the 14th Street busway has finally come to pass. Although it's not just a busway, as 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is here to tell us, live from what is not just the busway. Right, John?
Yes, I think that court ruling has paved the way for... maybe we should call it the Great Auburn Way, because there's a big reddish-brown lanes out here on 14th Street, bus and trucks. The local businesses have got to keep the trucks going through, otherwise we don't get deliveries. So that is happening now, buses and trucks. And the idea is to speed up that slow-pokey crosstown M14. But Anne Marie, who was waiting at a bus stop, does not have high hopes.
I think it'll be very difficult to enforce. There are several hospitals this way. People coming from out of town to reach those locations are not aware of these new rules.
No good.
No good. Thumbs down.
Now, the M14 is the one that always wins the Pokey Award, right? You can walk faster than the M14?
Yeah, the slow pokey bus. I was on a couple of them. I talked to the bus drivers. They're kind of split as to whether this is going to work or not. One guy who was not down with it is Mohammed, who owns the big famous deli near 8th Avenue.
You're going to lose a lot of customers, you know. This is no good. A lot of business, you're going to be out of business in the area.
You think so?
I know. Because, you know, who's going to come here anymore? Nobody.
Well, it's big and famous, so you'd think people would keep coming, but all right.
He says no. Mohammed says nobody's going to buy his delicious cheeseburgers because the cars and the cabs can no longer stop and run in. So he says a lot of businesses on 14th Street are going to go out of business. Now, the city's transportation commissioner, Polly Trottenberg, is defending the decision to make this a bus and truckway by saying, hey, it worked in Toronto.
Oh, there you go.
So if it works in Toronto, yeah, it's going to work in New York. I guess that certain logic to that. The cabbies, by the way, are completely irate. One of them, Callie the cabbie, is so confused. He says, this is big street in New York City. How can they kick us off?
Well, we'll find out. John Montone live on the 14th Street bus and truckway this morning. Well, not a lot of question that this was a hate crime, an attack on a synagogue in Brooklyn in the middle of Rosh Hashanah services. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck live on the scene in Williamsburg this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. You know, we have surveillance video again that we've gotten from the NYPD. And I say again, because I think this is probably the 10th time in recent months that I've been on some story related to anti-Semitic incident in our city. So that's not good, of course. This video showing four what's believed to be kids, including two girls. Yep, young girls tossing milk crates at the windows of the Rivnitz Synagogue. Now, this was during services Monday afternoon. Among those weighing in angrily, Mayor de Blasio on Twitter calling it a shocking act of hate, that the perpetrators will be found. I spoke with these women who live in the neighborhood as they were headed to work this morning.
I'm shocked because, you know, I walk this route to and from my bus stop, so it's usually quiet. You don't hear about things like this.
Yeah, we're very upset also. We're very upset also. This is, you know, something we haven't seen in quite a long time.
I guess what's a little interesting is that they've been saying that some of the crimes in the neighborhood, the attacks on Hasidim, were not hate crimes, but it's hard to interpret this one in any other way.
Exactly. Impossible, almost. Again, when you take a look at this video, It's not once, but twice that they wanted to make this damage. Cops here in the 90th Precinct, Lee, in fact, say they were so determined, these kids, I guess you would call them, to damage the synagogue that they didn't just use the milk crate. When they couldn't get enough of a damage to the window, they picked up some kind of metal object that they found on the street to smash the windows a second time. So they didn't want to leave, obviously, until they had accomplished whatever mission of hate there was. So here on Throop Avenue this morning, you see extra police presence as well, and we'll catch up with some of the folks from the synagogue later this morning. But again, it's a troubling trend that continues, a lot of it here in Brooklyn, Lee.
All right, Glenn Schuck, live from Williamsburg this morning on the All Local. Police are looking for 9 gang members in connection with the fatal shooting of Officer Brian Mulkeen. These were 9 involved in a shooting that brought Officer Mulkeen and an anti-crime team to the Edenwall houses in the Bronx, where Mulkeen lost his life in a struggle with an armed suspect. Video of the 9 suspects will be released today by the NYPD. We'll put it up at 1010wins.com. There will be a wake for Officer Mulkeen today up in Monroe and then a funeral there tomorrow. There's a guy running around the Bronx robbing people with a box cutter. He's struck at least 3 times over the last month or so on Reservoir Avenue, Morris Avenue, and Creston Avenue. He's been targeting women in their 20s, stealing their phones and their cash. Police have released a suspect photo. We will put that up at 1010wins.com. If it looks familiar, you know what to do. We told you the other day about a pit bull that reportedly died saving a couple of kids from a snake down in Florida. Well, this morning, another pit bull story. Unfortunately, the usual variety, a pit bull mauling someone. In this case, a 4-year-old girl in Riverdale in the Bronx. Bobby Mahoney says the dog latched onto the girl's face, so he started smashing the dog with a baseball bat.
When I ran over there, he was already locked onto the little girl and was kind of like shaking her, so I took a few swings on his back to try to get him to let go. And he finally let go, and he kind of looked back at me to see what was going on, like what was hitting him.
The pit bull ran off but was caught and is being held pending a decision from the health department. The little girl, the daughter of a diplomat from Kazakhstan, is in stable condition at Jacoby Hospital. Witnesses say the dog was one of 2 that escaped from a fenced-in area. So we found the guy who put up the ad for the law firm of Crazy Rudy Giuliani on the A-Train. His name is Jason. He doesn't want to tell us his last name.
There's been a lot of reactions on social media. The phone has literally not stopped ringing.
There's a number on the ad. If you call it, you hear this.
You've called the law offices of Crazy Rudy. We specialize in back channel deals, cable news appearances, and we'll work when drunk.
Jason tells us they've gotten over 1,000 voicemails, so their voicemail box must hold a lot more messages than most. He says he and his friends did this in the hope that maybe Rudy will take a look in the mirror. And as suspected, the ads were not approved by the MTA. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.